for the meteor shower in April.
It's LYRIDS. It comes out of the constellation Lyra. The Lyra Demerit meteor shower, and that's April 21st and 22nd. 68% full moon on the peak night, and it sets around 4 a.m. So if you're willing to stay up or wake up early, you can catch some of it at that point.
Looks like the one I'm going to put on my calendar to watch for is the February 11th, the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. Is that going to be kind of over where I saw Jupiter before in the sky, or different spots?
In the general vicinity, it's clearly, you know, moved, but not that far. And of course, Venus is a whole lot closer to us than Jupiter is. So it only looks like from our perspective that they get really close, but they're actually, you know, oh Lord, 500 million miles apart from one another, or better.
I keep thinking I need to get online and there must be some place that displays the photographs that we get of galaxies in outer space and all kinds of stuff that would be pretty interesting to look at. Is there, I remember we talked a while back about a book possibly that combines the science of astronomy with the poetry and literature of the stars. Do you have a favorite book that's just on the science of astronomy?
There's a number of books. I started out looking at my wife's college textbook, and I've got, oh Lord, a number of books over there. A lot of the stuff I look up, I do online, but I looked for a book that would combine the two, and I found lots of books on the poetry and lots of books on the science, but I haven't found anything that actually, you know, does both of them. But as far as websites that you can look at, if you Google the Hubble Space Telescope, and it's the Space Science Center, SST, has a number of photographs that you can put on your computer for backgrounds, for, you know, wallpaper. And a lot of my stuff I find is on space.com. NASA, of course, has a website, but the Hubble Space Telescope, HST, has a website that they've got all the stuff that the Hubble has taken, and they've got it in various formats, so you can use it as well.
I'll do a search on those this evening. And then what was your favorite software that you used to look up events and that kind of thing?
To get the information I just got you, I just went to the Smithsonian. If you just Google Celestial Events 2021, and then let me go back and see what that was listed. It was like the second one on Google of 10 celestial events to look forward to. There's also an astronomical calendar of celestial events 2021 from Sea and Sky. And there's a number of them, so they're not hard to find. Just, you know, go Celestial Events 2021, and they'll give you a number of places to go look and see different things.
You talked about one that gave you a map to look at that you could use while you were outside, maybe with your phone, and kind of line it up. Is that your telescope we were talking about, or was that a program?
Phone app. It's called SkyView, and you can put that on your phone and then hit that puppy, and it'll you can actually look through your phone and line things up with what's in the sky, and it's reasonably accurate. SkyView. Put that app on your phone, and then you can go out and identify the different things that you're looking at.
That's the one I was trying to remember. So I have a tendency to write them on the back pages in my write notes like this on the back pages of my PAM logbook, and then I I lose them when I file them away. So, thank you for reminding me of that one.
The one I use that gives you the sunrise and sunset. Just go into your phone, look for sunrise, sunset, and it will give you hours of daylight, hours of night, when the sun comes up and the different sunrises. There's actual sunrise, nautical sunrise, astronomical sunrise, and same way with the sunset. But it also shows what planets will be up at what times and when they rise and when they fall or set. And then I've also got, so you can tell whether or not you're going to have much of a moon to contend with or not. And so I've got a number of them on my phone here that I use to kind of plot out what I want to look at.
Great. It's nice to have recommendations from you who knows, quite a bit about the hobby and stuff. So helps me rule out some of the stuff I don't need to spend my time on and just go right for the better products out there. Thank you very much.
Time. Well, I'm on back on out of here. It's way past time for second shift to show up if they're going to. So I'll say 73s to you. Say hello to Mark for me, and I'm on back on out of here. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
KN4HTP. Thanks a lot for hanging around and chatting. I enjoy visiting with you. All right, this is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll give one more shout-out. Have I missed anyone for comments or for check-ins? We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP, KK4JPQ. Observing or listening to your conversation with John there about your idea to bring a number over several days, a number of hams together on a net. There is a website. The link I've been searching since that was part of the conversation, and I can't find it as yet, but there is a link on the ARRL website that will show you a map given your zip code or your street address or your Maidenhead locator number, if you're familiar with that. Anyway, it gives you a location of people that are within line of sight for 2-meter contact. The number of hams and their locations. Now, what to do with that information, I'm not sure, but you could at least get the shock of your life, as I did, to know that right around me, line of sight on 2 meters is at most maybe 4 miles, in an area like this. And there were almost 60 hams, or folks with call signs anyway, in my area here, and I had no idea there were that many around. KK4JBQ.
This is KN4HTP. Yeah, it would be interesting if there would be a way. I am game to try it, to just put out the word that on a particular night we want to see if we can get 100 people to check in, and then just have everybody spread the word to check in on that particular night. It would be a lot of fun to see what would happen, how high we could get. That would be convenient if there was a way to contact those people, just to let them know, hey, if you're going to check in on this particular night. Let's have some fun with it. So I will do some kicking around on the ARRL link and see what I can find, or the website, sorry, to see if I can find a link that shows something like that, or maybe there's a comment page where I can just put that out. But I haven't talked to Dave about it yet, W4DJW, so just an idea that popped up with Andy and with Walt that just sounded like it'd be kind of fun to give it a try.
Sound interesting. Be aware, though, that this is
This is, again, it's simplex. This website would not factor in how many hams are in the footprint of the repeater that we're talking on. That would be massive. And just to figure out where these people are, if you are registered with QRZ.com, then after logging on and typing in a search on a call sign, you can get quite a bit of information from people who are willing to share their locations, their contact information, pictures of their family. I mean, you know, it's crazy. But you have to be registered with QRZ. You have to have a valid call sign and all that, which does limit the exposure that one might have. You may be on QRZ. I'm not sure. But it's quite interesting, really, that there's so many hams around. And, you know, I'm impressed, too, because as long, you know, for the past almost 14 years, I've been checking into this net, and we've never had a night that went over 100. So I'm impressed with that. I don't know how we'd quite deal with it, you know. I think we'd have to have our check-ins follow a different pattern, or acknowledgments follow a different pattern. Because you have 100 people, I mean, it'd take you an hour and a half to acknowledge everybody. KK4JPQ.
This is KN4HTP. Yeah, you're right. The timing would be different. For instance, tonight we got 48 check-ins, and that was a good 40 minutes work before I started with RAC2 and that. But I could streamline my comments to speed that up and not ask people questions here and there along the way. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to discuss that idea and kick it around and see what we might come up with. I'm feeling a little adventurous about it, so it's nice to hear you've been thinking about it, too. And put our heads together, we can come up with some solutions and maybe give it a try.
Again, Wendy, it's always a friendly net that you run, and I enjoy it. I know you've been on here quite a while, even tonight. Thank you for your time and the time that all of you net control guys that are out there, you're a blessing to us. And I wish you a good night, a good night's rest, and a good day tomorrow. KK4JBQ.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Larry, for your coming on with your comments. It's nice to have your support and loyalty here with the net. It's great. All right. We'll give one more opportunity, but although I think everyone's shut down the radios and gone to bed, but have I missed anyone else for comments or for check-ins, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN.
Barry, if you're still listening, we're always looking for net controllers, by the way.
Awesome at it. He has such a fabulous radio voice.
Dad's voice, it's just soothing. As soon as he keys up, I know who it is.
Ask him next time he checks in if he's considered it or if it's something he's done in the past and it just enjoys listening at this time instead of calling the net.
KN4RJN, I am clear.
W4DJW will be calling the net tomorrow night. I'm sure he will appreciate everyone checking in. And tonight I will submit the net report electronically, but I will not have it broadcast over the air, so we can shut down your radios. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night.